Welcome to season three.
We aspire to be piss poor.
I'm all for eating more meat.
Cut that out in anyway,
Oh, let me just tell you one more thing. So I couldn't take my coat off, so I had to sit all the way through the performance in the coat. They got my boobs out.
Did you just say just titties?
Yeah. Love just titties.
Good evening, Andy.
Good evening, Leon.
Happy Dad Tales Day.
It's Thursday. Unless you listen to us on another day, yeah. Every day you want it to be.
Are we in sync with dates and stuff? Because obviously, behind the scenes, is this going out this week?
Yes.
Because so I can talk about the three part we've just been through.
Yeah.
It was a good three part with Mr. Waslow. The feedback I got from the missus is the every episode that progressed, we got drunker, more sweary. And I'm in trouble for using the C word twice.
Twice?
And I called Amy the bitch. So she won't have me about that either.
Are we starting off with an apology?
So,
are we starting off with an apology or divorce?
Dear. So, but in my defence, we were talking about Ali G, weren't we, in the car. So she's never seen it. She didn't understand it. So, do you know, Ali G's got his car and he says, Ali G, and the other side says, me bitch. I cracked that joke. And obviously went over her head. I'm calling her a bitch.
I don't think we're going to be getting out of this.
This parachute. I'm going to get out of here.
There ain't no getting out of this.
So I apologise for calling you a bitch. Can I say it one more time?
Yeah.
So the feedback was we got more swearier the further we got on, which obviously, although in part one I dropped the C-bomb straight away, so...
To be fair, if we'd have just been on like a normal night out and just having a few beers, you'd probably called her a bitch. Not in a bad way, in a loving, affectionate.
All right, what are you trying to do? Get me emotional again. I'll get third degree now. Oh, when did you call me this then, eh?
Because this would have been the most, this would be a time where we'd be out and I would probably get the blame for it. I go, this is your fault because you've gotten drunk. And he just gets overly confident, coming around with cake.
Off he goes. Like a wind up toy hat, but I've run out of alcohol. Instead of winding me up, pour the liquor in and boof, I'm off. Anyway,
liquor straight in at the start.
Aye, can't beat liquor.
I just snorted. I've never snorted in my life. Oh, I got excited.
That's like a Dick Insider. How's your week been? That was a good sponsor, that, wasn't it? We had Dick Insider.
Good sponsor. Aye, yeah.
I still love Dick Insider.
So I've heard.
So, how's your week been?
Dry.
You've had no Dick Insider?
No Dick Insider, no. I've cut down on that. Through no choice of my own.
Oh, poor lad.
I'm going sober. Sober for the year.
No, you've gone celibate. Sober celibate?
Just not drinking.
All right, that's fine, yeah.
Not drinking any Dick Insider.
Okay, go on. How's your week been, mate?
It's been all right. I should say, one thing that I have done this week, let me just turn that off, and this may affect the Dad Tales viewers and listeners.
You leave it.
feels an appropriate time. I've come off Facebook.
Oh, nice.
Which means I don't have access to our Dad Tales page Facebook now.
Oh.
So, just every so often, I think it's nice to have a cleanse. And weirdly, like today, I'm... 24 hours in, and I keep clicking on the thing.
Oh, nice.
On the icon. But that means that it feels like it's ingrained in my phone on, straight on.
So what happened, because you've disconnected, haven't you, or disengaged?
Deactivated.
So the app's still there?
The app's still there. I've not deleted it. It's still there.
But if you click on it, what does it do?
It comes up to log in, sign in. And if you used to search for me, you won't be able to find me.
Ooh.
So, just a cleanse. And... hopefully, it's just there's so much negativity on it, I'm reading so much negativity, so I feel like I just want to break from it.
Well, I came off TikTok a while ago because it was doing me in, because very similar, I saw two things, either keeping up the Joneses and everyone's living this unrealistic, lavish lifestyle and thinking, this is just, I don't want to see this, do you know what I mean? Either whoop-de-doo, fantastic, you're living the best life you think, fantastic. Yeah. But I got negative about it. I'm like, why is that not John? Why is that not me or whatever? So that was annoying me. And then the other thing was a counter opposite. It was just drab and bleak and like seemed harrowing stuff. So I'm like, there's no middle ground. I don't know what I want to see in a middle ground. Because actually, I don't know. That's not social media, is it?
And I think as well, my screen time of just scrolling through, and it's proved today. Well, unlock my phone and I press it. It's almost automatic.
Yeah.
So I just don't need that in life.
I'm same with Instagram. I flick it up and jump straight onto Instagram always.
Painful, isn't it?
Yeah.
You think your thumb automatically goes for it. So I'm going to break. So if people do want to contact us, we're still on Instagram, still on TikTok, and Dadtail's email, which is in the bio. Just click on that. The other thing, as I told you this yesterday, I had a small victory. I don't want to go into too much detail, just in case they're listening. But I went out for food.
Oh, yeah.
I went out for food.
I was thinking, what was this small victory?
And the lady that I paid completely typed it wrong into the... I mean, this could have gone one or two ways, couldn't it?
And I'm sure you'd be telling them right now if they'd have overcharged you.
Absolutely.
Knocking on the door, you have overcharged me, love.
I tried ringing them today to tell them they'd undercharged me. I didn't.
No.
So that was a small victory. But I was telling my kids today, it will come back and bite me. There'll be something else that will just mean I'm paying out. So it's
the universe.
Swings and bloody roundabouts. And I've been to the seaside today.
Nice.
I've had a day off today, so I've been breathing. I've had fish and chip as well. Fish and chip from the seaside. It's all right from seaside.
I still get that same problem. I enjoy the thought of a fish and chip, but never, and I don't think I've ever once eaten a fish and chip, finished and gone, wow, really good.
Well, I normally have the fish and chip downer. You know, if you go to a chip shop, you get it, and like a few hours later, you're like, oh, God.
Yeah.
No, I've had that today. And I generally think there's a difference between seaside and chip shop.
Yeah.
Fish and chips. Mm-hmm. So it's good. Enjoyed that. What have you been doing?
Work.
Oh.
Work. Football weekend with kids. Ava's team drew 2-2. Noah's team lost. We're on a bit of a lose streak. We lost 2 in the last 3 games, I think. So we went 30-something games unbeaten. Like, we went a full year of being unbeaten. And then we've now gone on like a bit of a losing streak.
Trying to give everybody else a chance now.
I think the boys have just got into not a rut, but they've got to a point where they're not passing it as fluid as they was. And we just seem to be holding that ball a bit too long. Do you know, like, we used to be a bit slick with the ball, whereas I think sometimes now we're holding on to it a bit too long. We've either got confident or complacent. But the team we played at weekend, you couldn't even... It was weird because it was like, we lost, but played really well, but we lost. Which is it's like a idiosium.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of them, I can't think of what word I'm trying to get out there. But an idiosium. Idiosium.
Idiosium.
Yeah. So
probably not the right word. But
we lost, but played well. These are the team, just a better team.
Sometimes that's football, though.
Yeah,
sometimes you play well, and
I don't mind losing. I've not got a problem with that. It's how kids react to losing. I think at their age, it's really important how they react.
Unless you lose every week,
but even that's quite like there's things to be learned, isn't there?
Definitely
things to progress, things to be worked upon.
But at that age, you want to still try and keep them up.
Yeah, as long as they're enjoying themselves, that's all I think. Because like even though the 2 games we've lost, they haven't walked off with heads dropped or tears and stuff.
They should do.
Make them do laps. Right, you guys, Monday morning, back on field.
Stuff school. Yeah. You're getting here.
Get your drills sorted. But yeah, so did that. And then I played football yesterday for Mets. Probably the worst game of my life. It was 3-0 up at halftime. Leon, get yourself warmed up. You're coming on at halftime. No problems. Here I come, gaffer.
Game safe.
Yeah. They waited only 3-0 up. Not can go wrong if Leon comes on. I'd been on the field. We kicked off, been on the field. It must have been 2 minutes, conceded a goal. And it, I just
a goal, 2 minutes?
Yeah, I got split massively. The goal was the luckiest goal in the world. He, like, miskicked it and, like, spooned it into the top corner. I was like, oh, God. But it was my side. Came from right back area and...
Took one for the team, did you?
No, I just didn't mop my crap up, really, to be fair. It took me... I mean, I played 45 minutes, but it took me a good 10 minutes to get into the game. And even then, there was one time, ball came to me, put my foot down, trying to control it, rolled under my foot. Like, I don't mind a bobbly ball bouncing over the top of my foot. That happens. It was bobbling towards me, and it went under my foot. How does the ball go under your foot?
I used to think this, like, you know when you play tennis sometimes, you swung and just missed it, and you're like, why did that ball go right?
Yeah, how did it get from racket? I even looked at my foot and thought, have I got an hole in my foot yet? I don't know how it happened.
That wasn't the only thing, though, was it?
How happened?
Weren't you going for an header or something? You just completely fell over.
Yeah. In my defence, though, balls coming down with snow on that far right. Easy header. I had time it well. The attacker was nowhere near me. I went to go in, and as I like sort of stepped back to steady my foot because it was boggy.
It was that hole that the
I slipped on my ass. I hit the deck, and as I hit the deck, I could still see ball. I was like, for fuck's sake! And then I somehow got my leg higher than where my head was, and just volleyed it from my ass. It was the best. Well, that was really good. That is, and I cleared them offline. So if I cleared them offline, we'd have lost. So
share of the points.
No, I was terrible. I was honestly, I was the worst player. Do you know, I've seen Meme Machine.
Hang on, they might be watching this. You won't get a game next
week. I hope so, because at one point I said, the lad came off injured where I came on. He got a dead leg. And I was like, how's your leg? Can you get back on here, please? And it'd be on 10 minutes. I was like, God. Yeah. Honestly, I can't. I'm still having nightmares about it. Now I think about it and think, oh, God. Because I was all right at football. I don't know what's gone on. I wasn't terrible.
Having kids ruins you completely.
Yeah,
just think of your body now.
I played all right football, but I was
through,
like,
you had two childbirths to go through.
That's no excuse. I'll tell you what, as well. I mean, I want rapid, but I had a bit of pace about for a big lad. I could shift a little bit, and it feels like I'm running through a tree clip times. There was a ball, attacker knocks it past me, and I thought, well, go on, I'm faster than you, surely. What was that? Fuck, running after him, just dived on the floor. I luckily got the ball. But because we was like both running and I sort of like got it late, I didn't get a full contact, but I like knocked it towards corner and I took him down with me, made the tackle. We're both laying on the floor looking at ball and ball just stopped dead before the line. I was like, come on,
we're going to have to run again.
I'll get this ball because I've just knocked it. I was hoping it'd go out. If it did go out, I was like, oh my God.
Have you got a game this week?
No, next week. We're away in cup. Playing the same team in cup.
Oh.
Away. Oh, thank God. Don't people turn up and watch it. Don't worry, I won't get a game. I'm collecting cones and picking balls up.
Orange man.
Oh God. Oh, honestly, I can't even explain how bad I was. Well, I can't. I was terrible.
I think this needs to be seen. I need to start
training because my touch is not that. I'm physically ish. Fit. I'm not football fit for doing sprinting. I do a quick sprint and come back and I'm like, what's going on here? But I'm not, my touch it there.
Do we need to go do some drills at park?
I was actually thinking I might go to the park with ball on my own and get some cones and go around cones. Do some sprints with ball. I don't know.
Maybe do that instead of turning up.
Well, if I have another game like that, I had turned up, I'm retiring. Did a season and thought, no, it's not for me, this game.
Fun and game. So, are you enjoying yourself?
I genuinely enjoy. Not men's football, because I'm not to learn. I should know the game. Oh, and I got told off a marking wrong side of a player. So it was like, I was playing. He was offside. He stood offside, if that makes sense. So I'm like stood pretty much behind him, thinking if ball starts moving, I'll slip in, you know, come this side of him. And someone's like, you mark it wrong side of the play. I'm like, I'm not. He stood offside. He's like, yeah, no, but and he's probably right. If the ball gets whipped in there, he's in front of me for one. Do you know what I mean? And to realise I should come round in front sooner than having behind me. And I'm like,
hold his hand.
Yeah, but if he's behind me, I can't see where he is. So, I mean, so I was thinking, I'm close enough to you that I'm going to hold you. And I've got enough faith in my ability. I don't know what faith I had. Because 2 weeks ago, I was just saying how terrible I was.
Sat on your ass because you fell over.
But like, do you know the embarrassing thing is, I had the gumshoe to argue and go, yeah, but I'm playing offside. Do you know what I mean? It's like he's telling me to, so I can get it right.
It's a dangerous
game. And who am I to argue with?
Dangerous game in that level of football as well, to play offside. It's just two crooked lines, man.
There is no lines, man. Ref does it. I said that's one thing about Vets football is 9 times out of 10, they're going in favour of the defender. So he's got a fast striker. And they could be onside, but they've got that, you know, turn of pace. The ref will probably just go, yeah, offside. Because he can't see.
They can't be asked to run.
But they can't see, can they? Do you know what I mean? So, but it goes in favour.
The refs are all black.
Sure. Anyway, when you come back to football.
I'm broken. I'm broken to play football. Right, let's get on to this week's topic.
I enjoyed that little conversation.
Let's get on to this week's topic.
What are we doing?
What is it? Who?
Famous skateboarders.
Yeah, Tony Hawk, your go.
I don't know. I win. I'm trying to think. I did know some of those. Yes, I have Tony Hawk's. What game? The first one.
There's that young last one that did Olympics.
I don't know him. Bam Margera was a skateboarder.
Don't be just saying
he was from Jackass, wasn't he? He wasn't the pro skater.
No idea. This week's topic is, which, this is pub chat, isn't it? Pub chat, this is 8-pint pub chat, I think. Which fictional character would you like to be friends with? Should we go through our...
I've gone superheroes, by the way.
That's all right.
Yeah.
They're still a fictional character.
They are fictional, but I've gone super... In a weird way, we have like a topic, and I interpret it completely different.
Well, interestingly, so I've got some here that haven't made my list.
I've got some that are mental superheroes. Like, you think, what are those powers all about?
I think, do you know what? The interesting thing about this is fictional characters, it can be anything, absolutely anything.
Like Bumble.
And you've gone for like a superhero because you're a superhero kind of person.
Yeah, I quite like them.
And I'm nothing about superheroes.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, good point, yeah.
But I have got Batman on my list, just so I could drive his car.
Yeah, nice.
Or be a car with him.
Being a car with his one seater, is it?
No, I've got OG.
Robin's on the motorbike.
I've got OG Batman. No, because the OG one where he had two seats in front, didn't he? It's that really long thing. And the walked up buildings like that. Remember that? And go, pow, kapow.
Good thud.
Good thud, yeah. That'd be
it's good.
That original Batman. Other ones that didn't make my list, but I'd quite like to be friends with Bart Simpson.
Oh.
I think this has grown up because I kind of grew up as Simpsons.
I hate Simpsons now, though.
I hate it now.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Because I used to love The Simpsons. Like, I couldn't get enough of it. And I can't stand it now.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it now.
Comes on, it don't make me shudder, but I just think this is rubbish. Even like watch the old ones that I've seen, like loads and loads, yeah, that I still watch and go, this is rubbish.
And they're time travelers.
Matt Goering is.
Yeah. Scooby Doo.
Oh, good shout. Yeah, I don't mind being friends with Scooby Doo.
Scooby Doo. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Yeah, good
shout. I think because these are ones I sort of grew up with. And then just because of how things are at the moment, Bob the Builder.
Bit nice jobs. Yeah.
Because he could just rebuild everything for me. So those are dipped list, but I quite like to be in their gang.
Mario Brothers.
It was cool. Another one, yeah.
Yeah, Taz. I'd like Taz to be a friend.
Oh,
he's a bit chaotic, but I quite like that.
Yeah, I think he might do me tits in.
Yeah,
just be too much, don't you? Just calm down, Taz. Just calm down a little bit, wind it back. What's your list?
So
what's your crazy ones?
The ones that I can't believe these are superhero characters. That's what it is.
Okay.
I can't believe these are superhero characters. So you got Arms Fall Off Boy.
Arms.
So his arms detach and then they become weapons. So he detaches his arms and uses them as weapons. The fuck was the person thinking?
If his arms come off, how is he using them as weapons?
Takes one arm off and beats you with it, or he can throw it at you and then it comes back and it reattaches and stuff.
Oh, right. So it's not like he can take both off.
They can take both off once, but then he's pretty much dropped him on the floor. But he can throw his arm and then he retracts and then comes back and stuff like that.
Boomerang.
Yeah. Weird boy. But who's thinking that's not even like a thing?
I don't know.
There's Colour Kid. It's not what you're thinking. What is that? He can change the colour of any objects.
And what's the benefit of that?
It's a character, but he can do it.
I could understand if he changed his own colour and he could go like, I'm a chameleon.
But what's the benefit there either?
He could just hide into the background. You know, if he was like wanting to hide into the background. Like next to a tree, he'd just make himself like brown next to a tree.
Well, you just could be Invisible Man, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but he's colour.
Mr. Invisible. The Invisible Man. Squirrel Girl.
Squirrel Girl. Not Beaver Girl.
No. She's a different comedy series.
Okay.
She was more nuts and bizarre, is it? What's that?
That's the called? Late night.
And then Hindsight Lad.
All right. Like,
so he's got the... Phrase. Well, he's got... Yeah, and that's Heinz.
Oh, the German guy.
Hindsight Lad. He's got the ability to analyse past events. And he's just a researcher.
Is that
or
what,
historian.
Is that not what everybody does?
I'm going to say it.
You go, oh, I did that.
Yeah.
We should have done it differently.
Yeah, I should have done it differently. Well, too late now, dipshit. So what a rubbish superhero.
They are rubbish, aren't they? Why isn't that? Come on. Someone lost connection. Is that better? We're back. Should we change them over?
Uh-huh.
Is that better?
Yeah. Yeah. No? No. Connected?
Oh, hang on, I just made a noise. Ah, we're back.
Can you hear me?
We're back. Yeah.
Super new bit.
Don't know what happened there.
Yeah.
Super. Yeah. They're rubbish.
Yeah.
Absolutely rubbish. We've just done... Should we go through the test that we've done?
You can do, yeah.
So we've just done a test based on personality, on which fictional character would we be.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go first?
No, you go first.
I would be... Mr. Chandler Bing.
Really?
From Friends, yeah.
That's weird. He's sarcastic. Get.
I think I'm like a bit sarcastic.
Yeah.
I'm the one in the group that can piss everyone off. Bit weird.
Is that a good fictional character?
I quite like it, yeah. I think as a character, he's very caring. He's the funny one of the group.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think I'd take that over anything else.
Yeah.
I won't mind being a bit of a knobhead. As long as I'm the funny knobhead.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So I'm quite happy with that one.
Nice.
Yeah? He's disagreeing.
No.
Bit harsh.
Yeah. I don't see he's the funny one. That's the problem. That's been confusing me. The funny one. So,
who does?
Tony Stark
from The Sopranos.
No, Tony Stark. That's Tony Soprano from The Sopranos. No, don't you know who Tony Stark is?
No,
Iron Man.
Ah, I've never seen Iron Man.
Oh my god.
I know you did this. And you said, "Shall I write the characteristics down?" And I said, "No, no."
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Who he is. Yeah. So he's a millionaire. He's very scientific somehow, but he's quite
not like ticked any boxes yet.
Man of the people. Is he really intelligent? I don't know how I've ended up with Tony Stark because he's got a hair though. That's where it comes.
Is he the one with the red helmet? The gold.
Yeah.
Gold, but yeah, that's Iron Man.
Yeah.
Strong.
Only when he's in his suit.
Ah.
He's quite cunning and yeah, and courageous. I don't know what's happened here.
You've obviously gone wrong way,
yeah. Yes, I came out as Tony Stark.
Which is
a bit weird. Like I said, I wouldn't really say I'm...
But you're happy with that.
I'm happy, but I wouldn't say I look at Tony Stark and go, he's quite common to me.
Would you have thought that?
Nope.
I mean, out of every fictional character.
Yeah, probably not, no.
Yeah.
Because his personality is not my personality. I wouldn't say he's like me. He's quite arrogant. Well, there we go. Actually, that's what I think.
Yeah, still not hit a box, have you? So, have you got a final one? A final one of who you would like to be friends with?
I've got three.
Oh, three?
I've got three.
Is it a top three order? So, you can choose one. One of the three.
Yeah, so if one of the three...
So, start at your number third.
The
third.
Slapstick Man.
I have no idea
what that is. So, he's from the Marvel Universe, and it transforms anything into a cartoon-like reality for him. So I chose him because I thought it'd be good to entertain the kids. So he turns everything into a cartoon.
Yeah.
Every situation.
But if you're friends with him, are you allowing your kids to be friends with him as well?
Yeah, why?
I'm just going to have my separate world.
I thought it'd be good to have around, wouldn't it? It's like, so we're in Simpsons, we're in... Thing he just says everything to Carol.
It used to be like Peggy Crayon. Peggy Crayon? Penny Crayon.
Never heard of it.
It's a cartoon when I was growing up. She just drew everything and then it came to life.
Yes, he's a bit like that, yeah. So if we're in here and you're like, he's like, well, we'll turn to the set of The Simpsons and off we go in the Simpsons cartoon.
Oh, I want a beef burger, just draw it.
But I don't know, but he doesn't draw things.
Not as good as Penny Crayon, then.
It's just turned everything to cartoon world.
Everything to cartoon.
Second, The Magician.
Is that any magician?
No, he's like the world's greatest. He can do like make things like illusions and stuff like that. So once again, it'd be good for a bored rainy day. Come on, Mr. Illusion.
You want to be friends with these people so you can go, come on, yeah. I'll go entertain my kids.
Yeah, entertain. And then the last one is Codpiece Boy.
Oh, God. Is this not late night details?
No, it's from the Doom Patrol and he can produce any weapon or any gadget from his codpiece. Good for dealing with everyday challenges. So no matter what it is, any gadget, he pulls it from his codpiece.
Tallywhacker.
Yeah, his codpiece. These three are genuine superheroes as well from the Marvel and DC world.
I've never heard of any of them.
To be fair, I don't think I've heard of them three. But I did a bit of research when I started going down the rabbit hole. I thought, I wonder who's...
Codpiece Boy,
yeah. Could be Codpiece Man, Codpiece Boy. I can't remember what it was. You guys wrote Codpiece.
If I worked for a...
It could be the Codpiece.
Late night dance troupe.
Would you be Codpiece?
The Codpiece.
The Codpiece.
Yeah. Or maybe the Fish Finger Piece. Codpiece are quite big.
Yeah. Okay, next.
Late night dance.
Yeah.
Shall I go for my top three then?
Mm.
So, fictional characters who I'd like to be friends with is number three, P.T. Barnum.
Oh, yeah. I had hesitation there because I was thinking, who is P.T. Barnum? Yeah.
From The Greatest Showman.
Would you, though?
Yeah, just kind of like that.
Yes, so if he's your friend, then you're one of the freaks. Should I say freaks? We like to say that.
We've said it.
Well, you're one of the
well, no, because
the golfers.
His partner, I can't remember his name, who Zac Efron plays. He's not a freak, is he? He's just part of his gang. Just like to be hanging around.
Yeah, but he's same as P.T. Barnum dining on everyone else's misery, isn't it?
Yeah, kind of.
Because they're partners.
Because they're happy. The freaks are happy.
Are they though?
Yeah.
That's the story that The Greatest Showman tells you.
And that's the story.
I had to think in reality, P.T. Barnum was a nasty person.
You take that back.
I don't think he was very credible. And I've got a funny feeling a lot of his, and once again, I don't know what they're called, but his entertainers, don't say freaks again.
The sideshow.
Were caged and stuff like that. I had them caged and stuff.
Sometimes you've got to keep them caged.
A bit slavery there, mate, for my liking. Anyway, go on, who's next then?
It's a different time.
Don't make it all right.
Stick, man. And because you've gone for sort of a grouping of things that you're into, I've stuck to the same, actually. So my second one I'd like to be friends with is Annie. She's so positive.
She's a child.
I can still be friends with her.
You weirdo.
And Miss Hannigan.
I don't know what it is. I've not really seen it. I've seen it, but do you know what? I've seen the original Annie. Garbage. Watch the re-one with Thingy Fox in, Jamie Fox. Garbage. Not even any better. It's a terrible... I've said this before to you. It's an absolute terrible musical. Musical film, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
It's not.
There's way better ones. Like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Oh, amazing.
Shitty Bang.
Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory.
Another late night battle.
British Shitty Gang Bang.
Starring Willy Wonka.
There's way better ones. I mean, Sound of Music's not my cup of tea, but that's better than Annie.
No.
Yeah.
Annie is the best musical.
It's probably one of the worst ones.
Whatever. I'll put my red wig on it. Not my hat on it, my red wig.
I bet... Maybe I'll step in here. But I reckon it doesn't make people's top three. If you said to someone, name your top three... What they're called? Musical films?
Musicals, yeah.
Yeah, musical. Name top three musicals. I bet Annie doesn't come up in majority of everyone's. I bet there's
other
ones.
So how many would we need to get a top three if we put a poll out, an Instagram poll out? Five or seven
people say, give me a top
three.
No,
so if we chose seven musicals.
Oh, we've got to choose seven.
We chose seven, got people to vote on them, and the top Annie would make the top three.
Right, after this is finished, we're doing it. So it's out before our episode goes out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't know how that works, but yeah.
Yeah, but I'll do it tonight. I'll put the poll out tonight.
And we'll report back.
Next week, yeah.
Perfect. And then my number one person who I'd love to be friends with is Troy Bolton.
Oh, my God, what is wrong with you? You're like a 12-year-old girl.
So for those who don't know, Troy Bolton's the star basketball player from High School Musical.
Go Wildcats!
Yeah!
Again, that's a terrible... To be fair, that's better than Annie.
What? He's an all-singing, all-dancing high school basketball superstar. And just to throw in the mix, he's a good-looking guy as well.
That's Zac Efron.
I know.
Yeah.
It's still the same face.
Yeah. I don't mind... Wildcats, where you're... I don't know what it is. But it's been on my house quite a lot, to be fair. When we were growing up, she used to watch a bit of High School Music.
It's a nice kid.
All we need is to get smart, isn't it?
Yeah, he's
close
enough. It's just, yeah.
Troy Bolton.
Just a cool... I want to be in his gang. I want to be in that basketball team.
I was expecting for him like Fred Flintstone and stuff like that. I wouldn't mind being friends with Fred Flintstone.
Just so I could make you bedrock.
Yeah.
Little story, just a sidebar.
Did you
on
say
that.
Clit story then?
No.
Little story. Little story.
Went to Seaside today and went in this shop and they had all different... you know the mats, doormats you have in your door, and there's always like funny slogans on them, isn't there? One of them said, if a rocking don't come and knocking and there's a picture of a caravan there, we know what that means. Andy didn't know. And I'm glad she don't know. But it was amusing as she read it out.
She read it out and went, I don't get it. Did she say, I don't get it?
She just was reading through them all. And that one, and she just sort of bypassed it. So I'm hoping she bypassed it because she didn't get it.
Oh, she's embarrassed to go, carry that in front of me, Dad. Oh, no.
Oh, dear. Yeah, so mine, Troy Bottom, it's going to be mine. I'm in his gang.
You're in his gang, are you?
I'm in his gang, his friend, I'm in his gang, his basketball team. We're going to sing, we're going to dance.
You can't dance, you can't sing. So
we'll do backflips.
Mm. Have you watched them videos where they remove the actual music out of the background? It's like them just like banging on, like, do you know, because in like school music, banging like in the canteen, don't they? Banging on the drums and stuff. Yeah. Like that. It's just like, doesn't make sense. Like,
some awful noises.
But in reality, if you're doing something, you're going to be breathing heavy, aren't you?
Yeah.
And they're like, that's all taken out of the.
Ah, right. I see what you mean.
And they've put that back in. So like, everyone's like, and they're like, oh, like, so it don't fit, if that makes sense. Like, in reality,
no one's gonna search for that right now.
Yeah, it's funny. I found it. They did it for like loads of things. They did it for try one when they're in a kitchen. Is that number two when that's they're in a kitchen? Two. Yeah, they get a job, like an intern job.
Yeah,
they start banging on pans and shit. Terrible, terrible things.
Right, we need to go question our friendship.
You need to question your reality. You're like high school.
See you next Thursday.
See you next Thursday, mate. If we make it, because I'd...
Keep smiling.
Stay safe.
Thank you for listening right to the end of this week's podcast. We hope that you've enjoyed it. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at dad_tales_, or get involved by emailing us at dadtales@outlook.com. You can also now join our Facebook page by searching Dad Tales.
Keep the feedback coming. We are genuinely humbled by all the input and the comments you are providing us. Stay safe, celebrate small victories, and keep smiling.